Good morning, everyone. Welcome in to another episode of the Troy Farkas Show, a podcast that is not about me. It is about all of us. The 20s are a crucial time in our lives, and on this show, we navigate the highs and lows of early adulthood together. Happy Thursday, everyone. Hope you all are having a wonderful week, that you're getting after it, that you are watching a good show when you go home at night. Maybe you're reading a good book. That is a personal favorite of mine. Hope you're exercising, maybe hopping on the bike, going for a run. I went for a good run myself the other day, got a good lifting session in earlier today, followed by a smoothie at Fruit Loop, which is, if you're in Clifton Park, New York, a fantastic acai bowl smoothie place. I finally joined the rewards program today after going there about a dozen times in my life so far. So super glad that I've done that, and I hope all of the best for you. I come to you with some big news in my life. I've got a new blog post up on the TroyFarkasShow.com about success versus struggle, and is sustaining success perhaps more difficult than navigating through struggle? That is something that I've really been thinking about over the past week or two as I go deeper into my solo endeavors in the work world. But that is a podcast for a different day, because I do want to give you guys some of the news. I have decided, finally, after months, even years of going back and forth in my own mind, being trapped in my own mind all of the time, which I am, I have decided where to live. I've decided on a place to call home. Before I reveal that, I kind of want to give you guys the entire backstory into why I have determined to choose this place. In January of 2021, I knew I was leaving Connecticut. I knew I was leaving ESPN. And some of you who have been listening to the show know some of the details, but I just want to give it all to you guys clear, straight from me. January 2021, I was leaving ESPN. I was leaving Connecticut. I knew it. I didn't know quite how or when, what it all would look like, but I knew I was leaving because I was leaving my apartment in Connecticut, and I knew I needed something to do. So I finessed my way into being able to work remotely full-time for ESPN in February, and I went over to Boston to hang out with Ben Simpson, my best friend, and a bunch of his roommates and girlfriend and a lot of my other friends, because I had written out on a napkin in January that my plan was I want to be in Boston or I want to be in Denver. There is no room for anything else. It's one of those two places, because Boston is this place where I'm familiar with it. I know it. It's a city that I like. It's historic. There's so much to do there. Great beer scene, a lot of great friends. It's close to home. It's close to Connecticut. It checked a lot of boxes for me. And so I was really interested in calling that place home. The other spot was Denver, Colorado. I'd fallen in love with it in 2018 when I went there and said to myself, I need to go back there at some point. This is so cool. There's so much to do here. This is so my vibe, that I need to go do this at some point. So it was Boston, Denver, no room for anything in between. So the plan, go to Boston in February, did that. Now, arguably the worst month to ever go to Boston in February, the worst month of the winter during a pandemic. So the time in Boston was not that great, but I've had so many other great times in Boston before that I didn't let that cloud my judgment and perception of the city. But then I, after that, decided, all right, I'm going to Denver. Left the job, finessed my way into a work from anywhere I want, new gig, couple new gigs that I had lined up when I went out to Denver. So I was feeling good about that, was staying with a family friend. Essentially, my uncle's girlfriend had a house, and I was essentially staying in her finished basement, which was a really nice basement. So I said, I'm going to Denver. I'm scratching this itch of mine that I have had that has at any point over the past couple years, 3-4 years in the adult world, whenever things hit the fan, whenever shit didn't go my way, whenever I was sad, whenever something popped up that made me reevaluate my life, I always had this thought in the back of my mind that I need to go to Denver. I need to go there. I belong there. I have to experiment. I have to get out of this comfort zone of mine and go out somewhere and do something new somewhere else. So I knew I wanted to go there, hence why I headed out there at the beginning of March. My plan was to stay there for 3 months. And after those 3 months, come back to the Northeast for a minute and see how I feel. do I love it so much that I want to stay there forever, or do I call it a day or call it a couple months and be glad that I got the experience and, you know, rest easily knowing that that thought is no longer in the back of my mind, that I wasn't afraid to do something, that I took a big risk and I did something completely on my own and that I'd be okay with that. So that was kind of the plan that I sketched out. Boston, Denver, try them both out, see how we feel later in the year. I ended up ducking out of Colorado a little bit earlier than expected just because I was getting kind of lonely. And I had a bunch of family and friends out in other places out west, so I wanted to go see them. Hence why I went to Arizona to hang with my dad for a couple weeks. And my Connecticut roommate, Amanda, lives in Gilbert, Arizona. So I got to hang out with her and go to Sedona with her and spend a lot of time in the car with her. I went to the Grand Canyon and just saw a really cool part of the world. Then I saw a bunch of my mom's side of the family in California. Then I went up to Oregon to hang out with Matt W. in Bend and Redmond. And then myself over in Portland. Then in June, came back to Massachusetts with the friends, New Hampshire, Linda's birthday weekend, which was so much fun and something I was really looking forward to. Then back to New York for Liana's wedding to be with the people that mean the most in the world to me. And then here we are in July, hanging out in upstate New York, still doing a little traveling here and there, but kind of just working on my business right now while I prepare for a move in August to ultimately somewhere that I want to settle down. As much as I've loved this traveling around thing, I am ready to have a little certainty in my life, because since November, when I got told of these big changes at ESPN, my life has been in utter chaos, to be honest with you, because job has been fluctuating all of the time. Location has been fluctuating all of the time. And when I was in Colorado in April, I started really, really thinking about where am I going to live? It really started creeping into my mind, dominating every thought in my mind. When I was in Fort Collins, I just remember just sipping a coffee at this beautiful little coffee shop in downtown FOCO and sitting there thinking to myself, shit, am I going to live here? Am I going to call Colorado home? Am I about to do this? Like, I love Colorado. This place is amazing. This is awesome. It's outdoorsy. The people are so nice. It's so different. The history is so different. The scenery is so different. The air is literally so different. And the Mexican food is really good. So all of these things just made me fall in love with Colorado. But there was something missing the whole time. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but there was. And I was thinking to myself every day when I woke up, middle of the day, on my walks, at night, thinking to myself, do I belong here? Or do I belong back in the Northeast where I've always belonged and where I've been from and where a bunch of people are? Or should I be out here, this completely new thing? Because, as you know, I'm very into self-improvement. I'm into challenging myself. I'm into getting out of my comfort zone. A part of me thinks that if I choose to go back to the Northeast, that that's taking the easy way out, that that means I'm soft, that that means I can't handle it, that being in Colorado, although it might be tough, it forces me to learn new things about myself, to learn new things about the world, to go and meet new people, whereas I might not have to do that as much back in the Northeast. So there's been just kind of two people on my shoulders at all times, one side telling me take the easy way out, one side telling me don't take the easy way out. You might struggle this way, but you will ultimately be better for it. Learn more about yourself, more about the world, and that is the way that you should go. And so I kind of had these two, you know, an angel and a devil on my shoulder at all times for so long over the past few months. And I've gone back and forth so many times in my mind. I have a joke with my family. They would ask me, where's the meter at today? Because it would literally change like that. I would say, yeah, I'm like 80% moving to Denver today. And I'm about 90% moving to Boston today. And that would be just in a 24-hour span. Something would happen that would make me like, yep, I just went for an amazing bike ride on the Cherry Creek Trail outside of Denver. I could do this every Saturday for the rest of my life. But then I would also get on the phone with a friend from the Northeast and say to myself afterwards, man, I love that person. I want to go be near that person and hang out with that person as much as I can. It would literally change like that every day, which is kind of representative of me and how all of us kind of think about a lot of things. We change our minds every day, all the time, and this location thing was no exception. And so over the past few weeks, as I've really, really had to think about it, luckily I have been in a stable position. My family has taken me in for, you know, about a month, which has been nice, but I do need to make a decision. And so at some point in this process, I had decided that Boston was no longer right. Boston didn't make sense because if I'm working remotely full time, why should I live in Boston if I'm not working there, if I'm not studying there? If you don't know, Boston is outrageously expensive, more so than Denver. The people in Denver think Denver is expensive, and they're like, hey, you know, the people in Denver would say, hey, be sure you can afford it. I'm like, dude, I'm thinking about living in Boston. I can afford Denver. It's crazy how big the difference is, despite I would think Denver being a nicer city than Boston, but I digress. At some point, I decided Boston's not right for me. Let me look around the area, maybe outside of Boston. Maybe there's a town that's less expensive or that's really cool, that's worth exploring. Couldn't really find it. I eventually decided on New Hampshire. What if I lived in New Hampshire? There's no state tax, no state sales tax, no income tax. It's the border is like 30, 40 minutes away if you're talking about Nashua. So I was thinking about Nashua, New Hampshire. I was eventually thinking about Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is this awesome sea coast town. I think it's like a college town-ish. UNH is just around the corner, perhaps. And I'd heard a lot of good things about it. So I thought I kept that in the back of my mind as I weighed this decision. And so I actually went to Portsmouth a few days ago to scope it out, to see, is this a place that I want to be? And I went there for the day, scoped out the town, the food scene, the people scene, the apartment scene. I'd seen a bunch of places, like a dozen places in Colorado. Shout out to Gina for helping me out there. And in New Hampshire, I just saw a couple places there myself to see, you know, can I live here? And after doing that, the next day, as I often do when I need to make a big decision, I went for a long walk. And I said to myself, going into that walk, I don't know what I'm going to decide on this, but whatever I do decide will be my final answer. I need to clear my head, no phone with me, no music, no distractions, no anything. Talk out loud to myself like I'm talking to you all right now, but do it without a microphone in my own head, to the trees, to the birds. Let's make a decision here because I'm tired of oscillating back and forth in my mind. I just want to make a decision. I just want to be at peace with it. And I just want to move on. And so the decision came down to Denver and Portsmouth. And I kind of weighed the pros and cons of each, of which there are many, some of which I've listed already. But as I've mentioned on the podcast over the past few months, as you all have kind of been with me on my journey, hearing my thoughts, I mean, this is literally like a journal for me that I get to tell you guys my thoughts and what's going on. And I think a recurring theme of mine has been that it's not where, but who you're with that really matters. You can be in the coolest place in the world, but if you're not there sharing it with people that matter to you, then what's the point? In my article a couple weeks ago about success, I wrote that success is love. Success is having people around you. Success is people caring about you and you caring about them and you feeding off each other's energy and having these shared experiences with one another and doing things with one another and for another and just being happy and present in that. And on this walk, I thought back to the handful of moments that I've been the happiest over the past year. And one of them was New Year's Eve with my friends in Connecticut, Connor, Jake, Tessa, Cam. Went out to dinner. It was a pandemic. Went out to dinner, celebrated my birthday on New Year's Eve as well. Went to my favorite place, went to one of my favorite breweries, went back to my house and just had a good time in the basement and just celebrated New Year's. Just the five of us played some games and that was good enough for me. And the next day we watched New Year's Day football and that was good enough for me. That was a great day. And then there was you know, a day in February when I was in Boston with Christina and Ashley and getting together with them in the North End for coffee. That was a moment when I was really, really happy and in the moment. There was this wedding in June that I went to when I was with Shannon, Taylor, Liana, their significant others, parents that I grew up with. I was really happy in that moment, as I said a couple weeks ago. When I was in New Hampshire camping with Ben, Linda, and crew, just a getaway in nature, hiking, grilling over the fire, all that good stuff. And then there was the moment in maybe in April when I was biking a 40-mile bike ride on the Cherry Creek Trail in Denver. And it was an amazing feeling. It was amazing exercise, a beautiful day, a Sunday. I got to see so much stuff on that trail. You heard me talk about the trail a bunch because I loved it so much. And I was truly happy in that moment. But simple math, right? There's a common theme here. I'm at my happiest, my best, my most present, my most successful, because success is love, when I'm surrounded by people that I care about and that care about me. Because when I'm with those people, they make me forget all of this shit that I deal with in my head 24/7. All of the nagging, all of the anxiety, all of the job stuff, all of the worrying and the, you know, am I good enough? Am I healthy enough? Am I whatever enough? When I'm with people that I care about, all of that goes away. And I focus solely on being with those people. And if I were in Colorado, there were a couple moments, many moments for a couple days there, where I was just depressed, where I was isolated, where I didn't feel like anyone cared, because people just go on with their daily lives. People don't think about you as much as you would hope. People don't reach out to you as often as you would like. And there were some days where I just could not get out of bed, or didn't want to get out of bed, or would take a nap and then would want to stay in bed. And this is very uncharacteristic of me. So when I want to stay in bed, it is a sign that something is wrong. And there were a couple of days like that in Denver where I was just crippled by sadness and loneliness and anxiety. And as much as I loved it there, truly loved that city, loved the people, the coffee, the healthiness, the bike lanes, the atmosphere, the mountains, I loved it all. But none of it means anything if you can't share it with people that you care about. If I could take my whole crew out to Denver with me, I would, and it would be a no-brainer. I want to live there so badly, but I don't want to do it alone. I can't do it alone. And for that reason, I've decided to move to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. As you probably guessed, I'm doing so next month, and I'm really excited about it. I found an apartment complex that I'll be able to live in, work from home from, and it's just a couple miles from the scenic, historic downtown Portsmouth area. And I'm really happy about it, because it's kind of this middle ground between this freedom, this independence, this big risk, this going solo on my own thing that Denver brings, and the safety and security of Boston and my people there. It's this middle ground where it's a new thing. It's an original thing. It's my own thing. It's not following the crowd to Denver or following the crowd to Boston. It's a little zag. It's my own thing. But if I do at some point feel like I was in Denver for a couple days, I do have that safety net of knowing that Boston is right there. That if I'm lost, if I'm broken, if I'm sad, if I'm doubting, worrying, struggling, that I can go there and, or people can come to me and I can immediately be cured. That is something that I'm really looking forward to, knowing that my people in Boston, my people in Connecticut, will be there. I think I'll take great comfort in knowing that they're close, and I probably won't see them as often as I'm thinking in my head right now, but just knowing that they're there, that I can get to them in under an hour, will be a really, really comforting thought for me as I tackle everyday life, working on my own, you know, not communicating with many people outside of just a select few that I have to work with. So I think this is a decision that I'm really excited for. I'm bummed for some of the people that I met in Denver that I'm not going to be able to go hang out and see them again. But I think this is ultimately the right decision. I'm going to give it a year and we'll see what happens from there. And I guess I want to close with this kind of the, maybe this is a rhetorical question, but you know, I'm judging myself. I judge myself all of the time about, you know, am I taking the easy way out here? Is New Hampshire the easy way out? Because like I said, I always feel the need that I have to push myself all the time, that I have to do the hard thing all the time, that, you know, it's called the easy thing for a reason. And people who take the easy street all the time don't get anywhere in life, and that you must take the hard route. You must take the road less traveled. And I'm just kind of wondering, like, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with making the easier decision? I think this is in some ways an easy way out. In some ways it's not. It does feel like a bit of a cop-out that I'm not challenging myself, that I'm not pushing myself to the brink, that I'm not making life as hard as it can be. But who says life has to be so hard? Does it have to be so hard? Why do I have to make it so hard? I'm hoping that with this decision, life will get a little bit easier. So moving to Portsmouth, New Hampshire in a month. Super excited about it. I'll have more on it, I'm sure, over on the TreyFarkasShow.com. New blogs, bunch of podcasts over there. Katie Hendren, who I spoke to last week, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. She's awesome. She's all over the place like me, like all of us, like you. But I hope that you get some clarity from this episode, that it maybe forces you to think about what's important to you, where you belong, because I'm trying to find a place to belong. I'm trying to find a home. I'm not quite sure where home is, but I'm hoping I can make New Hampshire into a home. So that's enough for me. Enjoy the track, Saratoga Racetrack. If you're in upstate New York, it officially opens today after taking the year off last year. Super excited to get back there this weekend. If you're there, let me know. We can link up. Certainly go out in toga this weekend if you guys are out and about in the 518. But if not, have a great weekend. Get outside. Do shit you love. Be with people you love. Be present with them. Put away the distractions. All that good stuff. I'll be back next week. I've got a guest lined up for next week. I've got more thoughts about things in life next week. Until then, live free or die. That's the New Hampshire motto. I'm going to say it a whole lot more. Peace.